says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many.
Welcome
things these old boys
to the program, folks. You're here with us live on the Trump phenomenon on March 8th, 2017. I'm James Kelso, and hosting along with George in Maryland. Hi, George.
George here. Another great day in the cause.
Yes, indeed. And also you, folks, you out there live, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you can start calling in now if you'd like to. We've got a number of lines and great engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network who will keep you happy on the line. You can listen to the show when you call in. This is not like some call-ins where you can't hear the show once you call in and you're on hold. You can hear the show while you're on hold, and I'll try to not keep you waiting too long. So give us a call and come in with your comments. The only caveat to this show is that it's short, so we don't have time to expound at length on things or take really long calls. So if you got three good points, give us one. And we look forward to your calls. I'd like to just stoke the fire here as we start the show with some good audio that we have today. Let's see if I can't find it here. Here it is. On his radio show today, Sean Hannity had Ann Coulter on. And let's see if we can't just listen to a bit of Sean Hannity first, and followed by his guest today, Ann Coulter. Here it comes.
Across the country to see it.
All right, 24 now till the top of the hour.
That was Rand Paul. They're just
welcome back to Hannity. All right, the all left propaganda destroy Trump media and the Democrats. They're now smearing the commander in chief while flat out refusing to ask President Barack Obama.
Let's see what happened here. Here we go.
Obama, very critical questions.
All right,
about
you know, I just want to.
Let me see what happened here with my audio. I've got two. There we go. I've got two audio streams running. So let me turn one of them off and turn one of them on. Here we go. Here's the one we want. We're back to it. This is Sean Hannity.
First, and we can repeal Obamacare. We can stop it. We cannot fund it. And they had that option. Oh, Ted Cruz has gone off the deep end. We're going to lose seats in 2014. Well, you didn't lose seats in 2014. They won seats in 2014. So this is their signature. And we get in January. It's now March. And they still never had a consensus bill. Now, let me tell you how I would have rolled this bill out, because I had interviewed everybody and I knew there wasn't consensus. The Freedom Caucus is against it. Americans for Prosperity are against it. The Freedom Works is against it. Heritage Action is against it. Forbes' group is against it. Everybody's against it. Rand Paul's against it. Ted Cruz is against it. Mike Lee's against it. Freedom Caucus is against it. Rubio's against it. And why didn't they work out all of these problems behind closed doors? Then as a united Republican House and Senate and president, reveal it and say, we're going to pass this bill.
Bingo. You see Sean Hannity's brilliance there. Just off the top of his head, he names 10 caucuses that most people have never heard of, but that are really important in the House and the Senate. And he nails it. But in the comments we missed just before that, He said, look, for 8 years, the Republicans have been gnashing their teeth about Obamacare. They had 8 years to get unified on an alternative. And here we are. They still can't manage to do that. Let's let him continue here. This is brilliant by Hannity.
Anyway, Ann Coulter's with it. It's infuriating. I mean, it's almost dereliction of duty how bad this was rolled out yesterday.
Oh, I know, Sean. I know. It's a joke. And
sad.
First of all, I don't understand. No one in Congress understands the free market. We constantly have this ratchet effect where Democrats are in office, they push through massive socialist schemes, and then Republicans come in with a Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican President, and what do? They keep the overall framework of the government running our lives in this or that area. Take Department of Education, invented by Jimmy Carter as a sop to the teachers' unions. Ronald Reagan ran on eliminating the Department of Education, and 20 years later, George Bush is tinkering around the edges. We'll have no child left behind. No, we don't want tinkering. We want a free market. And whenever you hear people saying, as they always do, well, how are we going to make sure everyone has health insurance? Okay, for most of the last century, Soviet Union couldn't clothe its people, couldn't feed its people. Here in America, we totally solved the everyone be clothed problem. Everyone have shoes. Everyone have food. In fact, an infinite variety of food, even of something like orange juice. That is, as I wrote in a column recently, Russian President Yeltsin walked through a supermarket in Austin, Texas, and was blown away by the orange juice aisle. How did we do that, Sean? We did that through the free market, not by the government saying, well, if you're going to make orange juice, we have a series of mandates for you, and we're going to have the state orange juice commission tell you that it has to have a spout and an easy pour spout and only pure orange juice. You can't make mix in mango juice. Please just give us a free market and health insurance. Yes, there are people who will not be able to afford that health insurance, or they either because they're irresponsible or they're not making enough money or they're young people or because they just drew a bad lottery ticket in life. Okay, that's probably at most 3% of the country. Let's say it's something wild like 7%, 10%. That doesn't mean you deprive the other 300 million of us of being able to buy health insurance on the free market. And I would also add, we already have a model of this here in America, not only with car insurance. That's sold on the free market, that cute little gecko commercial. Number two, Obamacare, thank heaven for the Establishment Clause, was forced to give waivers to Christian groups who provide something they're not allowed to call insurance, but it's insurance. And you know how much that is? $50 a month. And that's with a teeny tiny little pool. If health insurance for young people, for healthy people, for the risk averse, if you could get catastrophic health insurance, just in case you're hit by a car, you have a terrible skiing accident, you get a dread disease, if it were $50 a month, so many people would be buying, it would probably go down to $20 or $30 a month. Please just give us a free market and stop putting mandates or sending it back to these state insurance commissioners, the most corrupt institutions in the country.
Could you imagine, and meanwhile, all of this, I'm being told there's a consensus bill being scored by the CBO. And then I put on, let's see, Dave Brad and Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Louie Gohmert and then Marsha Blackburn. And I put on Rand Paul, other people, and they all say, nope, we're hearing this is in it, this is in it, this is in it, this is in it. Then I go and I write people. And I'm like, guys, they're not on board and they have enough votes to kill it. I'm like, why aren't you talking together? Could you imagine if they actually had gotten in a room, they put together a bill that everybody agreed on and supported. Nobody gets everything they want. That's the way bills are written. But at the end of the day, it was on the principles you just described. Simple, basic, fundamental, conservative, free market principles. And imagine that if the president held a big event with all members of the House and Senate that are Republicans supporting the bill and say, we are unified. This is our bill. Now,
yes,
I'm just too outside the bubble.
There are complications, but not for 90% of the American people. If you could make 90% of us happy, wouldn't you do it? You could do it in a single sentence in the bill. There shall be a free market in health insurance. period. The rest of the bill is all dealing with Medicaid, with trial lawyers, with laws that require hospitals to treat anyone who walks in. You have to have fraud investigators. But that's the 10% of people who are going to need either fully subsidized or partially subsidized health care for one reason or another, often not their fault. I'm not saying this with any venom here. Some people are just born with horrible problems. Of course we're going to pay for that. You have to make sure there isn't fraud. There's a lot of fraud in Medicare and Medicaid right now. Again, thanks to our hardworking immigrants mostly.
Let me turn Ann Coulter down just for a second. We'll go to your thoughts out there in our audience. And George, that was brilliance right there, folks. And that's the kind of brilliance that, well, Donald Trump has found people, Steve Bannon is an example, who share that Sean Hannity and Coulter brilliance. And the that's how he's going to get problems solved. And this is the I agree with Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter. It's not Donald Trump's fault. He doesn't have godlike powers that he can make all those he can herd all those cats and make them act rationally. But what they proposed, what Sean and Ann proposed right there, was very right on the money, George, which is work this thing out. Don't hash it out in public. Don't have your debates in public. Just lock the doors, put all the Republicans in the locked room, and nobody comes out until you've got the repeal to Obamacare worked out. What say you, George?
President Hillary would have already doubled down, and all of us would be going bankrupt. So whatever they come with will be light years better than the alternative.
Right. But the mistake that Hannity and Coulter are talking about is that they're, for instance, Rand Paul is calling the bill that they're working on Obamacare light. So in other words, that argument's now taking place on the front page of the newspapers. And, you know, an important lesson about dealing with a hostile media has not been, really hasn't been learned by the Republicans. Don't give these rats ammo. Don't have a fight or a public dispute in public. And then, or a dispute in public, and then give, you know, throw logs on the fire for the media, something for them to exploit. Hash it out, work it out, and then roll it out. So, here, let's go back. Let's see how they end this exchange here between two of the really brilliant people, two of the huge Trump supporters who came out early for Trump, put it all out there. And they are an example of great media. Here they are, the two of them. It's great to hear the two of them talking.
Just let us buy it on the free market. It is the most baffling thing. I always feel like I'm talking to, you know, an old Soviet woman circa 1985 explaining how bread will get to the market. No, we don't need the government to write these regulations. And don't tell me health care is important. Food is important. Housing is important. Clothes are important. And we are just, you know, we're rolling in all of it. Why? It gets better and cheaper every year because of the free market. As with car insurance, as with the Christian health insurance that isn't allowed to call itself insurance.
To me, it's very, very simple. You repeal the old bill. You replace it with, you know, I had this guy on TV last night. I put him on radio today. Josh Umber is his name. And he's a great guy. He has the very type of what you call a cooperative that you're discussing. $10 a month for kids, $50 a month for adults, all the medical care testing you want. And he negotiated directly with the pharmaceutical companies. And he has 90% reductions in what you would pay at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just sell it on a free market. Let people compete. Let the pharmaceutical companies compete for the businesses. No, it's magic, the free market. I don't understand why Republicans don't understand it. I am glad to see Rand Paul. He seems to have imbibed well from his father, Ron Paul. He appears to be the only one who grasps the concept of the free market, which, again, solves the problem of health insurance as it has solved the problem of clothing ourselves and buying food. It solves it for 90% of the people. You don't screw 300 million people because you have special cases with another 10 million.
Well, Well, I think at the end of the day, there's a way to get this right. And, you know, Donald Trump is the great negotiator, and it looks like he's going to have to go in and clean up the mess that Congress created.
Well, what's frustrating about that is Donald Trump is one man. He's working on the wall. He's imposing the travel bans.
You're
he's
right.
Bringing jobs back. He's just a whirlwind of activity. We have hundreds of Republicans in the United States Congress. They can't do this one thing because there are complicated portions to it. Again, the part that deals with the 10% of Americans who are incapable of being covered.
There we go. I turn her down just for a bit. More excellent, excellent points from Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity. I would like to see talent like that. Of course, they're needed. You know, Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter, they're doing their best. They're doing as much as they could do where they are. I don't know that, you know, if you put Sean Hannity into an executive position in the White House staff, well, you lose him as where he is probably more valuable as one of the leading television and radio figures in America. Same with Ann Coulter. So the solution may not be to take those people away from where they are. The solution is find other people that have as much brain power as Coulter and Hannity and get them hired at the White House and get them herding these cats in the Republican House. George, your thoughts on that last little segment?
Well, we're into the technical details, and like you said, we won. So the GOP, with their leader in the executive branch, they have every right now to go close the door and put together their own package.
Yes, indeed. Trump will have to come up with his go-to people in the Senate and the House, and we haven't found out yet who those are. There will be some people who really get it, half a dozen key figures that will be the leadership, the Trump leadership in the House and in the Senate, and they'll drive things through both of those bodies.
Yeah, so there's something good about, now all the talk is about Obamacare. Wasn't there something going on about 3 weeks ago about Russia? Donald Trump was using Russian dressing.
Yes.
So well, to drive that from the headlines is a good thing.
Now, Donald Trump, in his last address to the nation, he talked about the order of things that are coming up. He mentioned Obamacare, he said, has to be dealt with right now. I'm not sure exactly what the reasons for that are, that it has to be dealt with right now. He didn't detail those. But then he said, the next thing on my agenda is a tax cut, a very, very big tax cut. He said it will be either as big or bigger than the Reagan tax cut, which was a big one.
Wow, let's have it. I don't know about you, James. Federal income tax, is it punitive? I don't know.
And this would be a tax cut for broad tax cut for individuals and tax cut for businesses. So this is nice. Donald Trump he's never wavered from this. This is definitely going to happen. He's not going to play footsie around the edges. He's going to take a fire axe to taxes and reduce taxes for individuals and for companies. And this will be part of his answer as to how we can grow America, how we can make it great again, how can we solve problems by booming business, by booming incomes for people, and really, realizing the potential of the country. So that will be next after this Obamacare, what Coulter and Hannity are ruining as not exactly the right rollout for the program, doing it, not getting the team together first, and then bringing them out on the field. Don't devise your plays on the field with the enemy or the opposition, if a sports analogy is taken, on the field playing against you, especially when your enemy does have their plays down. Their play is simple, smash mouth. That's all. That's their playbook is smash mouth. And so we'll see how this resolves itself, how this develops, and Coulter was saying, putting it all on one man, not fair. We'll be back right after this.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
Homeland Security is in the business of saving lives. And that mandate.
We're back, folks. And here's another headline. Here's a good one. This is from Breitbart. Acting Director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, in the Department of Homeland Security, Lori Scialaba, announced her coming retirement from federal service on Tuesday. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the department has confirmed to Breitbart News. Scialaba was number one on the list of 8 Obama holdover bureaucrats identified by Breitbart News that President Trump can fire or remove at Homeland Security. And she's been in there apparently for 33 years of public service in her letter. I don't know how long she was the head of USCIS. But this is a welcome departure. Here's the list of 8 that Breitbart presented to Trump. The 7 others are, and this shows you when you get down to the fine grain of the inner workings of government, how important these other positions are that you don't hear about. The principal deputy undersecretary for intelligence and analysis in the Office of Intelligence and Analysis at the Department of Homeland Security. Can you imagine how few people know who that might be? Well, it's David Granis. They say fire him. How about the acting deputy director, management directorate of USCIS, Department of Homeland Security? Again, who knows who this person is? Tracy Renault. Give her a pink slip. Associate Director of Field Operations Directorate, USCIS, Daniel Renault. Okay, sounds like a little bit of nepotism there. The Acting Associate Director of the Refugee, Asylum, and International Operations of USCIS, Joanna Ruppel. And it's just the first of these that's been taken off the list here in this resignation today. Assistant Commissioner for Technology, Innovation, and Acquisition, Customs and Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security, Mark Borkowski. And then 2 more, Seth Stotter, Assistant Secretary for Border Immigration and Trade Policy. I'm reading these complex names to just kind of make the point that these people have an awful lot of power, and they're buried deep within the deep state. I guess that's an appropriate word. They are in the deep state. And they run a lot of things, and it's important that they be offloaded. And then the final one in this list from Breitbart, Mary Giovagnoli, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Border Immigration and Trade Policy, Department of Homeland Security. You know, your mind blurs when you try to think of what does that person handle with the deputy part, the assistant part, the commissioner part, the director and field operations, and all these other terminologies. What it amounts to is that they have a lot of power, and they're the ones who are gleefully rubber stamping long lists of train loads of people from every third world hellhole and bringing them into our country. They have to be replaced by patriots, and this is going to take. It has. What has it been? What day are we into the Trump administration, George? It's somewhere in the 40 days range. So this is not something you get done in 6 weeks. We got a little break here. We'll come back. Take the chance here to call in at 800-313-9443. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. Day 47 of the Trump presidency. Thank you, George, for that. And we've got a couple callers here. Let's turn our attention to them. And then after we talk with our callers, I want to turn the spotlight on the international patriot scene, starting with Marine Le Pen, where things are looking very good, and Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, where things are also looking very good. And the elections, which seemed far away not so long ago, and now they're right upon us, the French election May 7th, where we may have a Donald Trump-type outcome. Michael, in Kansas, you're on the air.
I know the Obama shadow government is dug in deep. So realistically, how long will it take Trump to drain the vital parts of the swamp?
Yeah, very good point. I like the way you said that. It's got to be months. It might be more than a year. What do you think, Michael?
Well, I think I just don't see how he can drain it all at once, because they do vital parts of governing. But I just want him to do it quicker, and I know we all do.
Yeah, and Ann Coulter, you know, hit the nail on the head when she said, you know, my gosh, this is one man. We have hundreds of elected Republicans. These guys have to take more responsibility and, you know, do part of the job. Don't just sit there waiting for Donald Trump to do the job. So we have, and we have people like Stephen Bannon. My goodness, we have some heroes in there who clearly are working around the clock to fix things. But you're right. We've got to, you know, we've got to get these, get the rest of these folks working hard. And also, this is the idea of them, you know, solving things like Obamacare among themselves and then rolling it out. Work as a team. That business of having them working it out in private, that's what a team does. That's, you know, when a football team is on the field, do they all circle around in the huddle? Why are they circled in a huddle? So that the other side doesn't know what the plan is when they roll it out. And why does the catcher hide his signs to the pitcher? So that the, you know, everybody else doesn't see it, whether it's a fastball or a curveball or a slider. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I think the voters need to stay on our elected officials. We were all hyped up for the election, and we were vocal. We need to stay vocal on our officials so that they'll stay involved in being part of the Trump team. I appreciate you taking my call, and we'll just keep praying for Trump.
Hey, Michael, what can I just ask you? I don't want to, you know, pinpoint you there, but I used to live in Kansas. What part of Kansas are you in?
I'm on the western side in Kansas. I am in off Kansas City. I'm in Edwardsville.
Oh, okay.
It's by the racetrack. It's by over by Bonner Springs.
Okay, I got you. I used to live in Olathe.
Yeah. I graduated from Olathe South.
Oh, there you go.
Well, the
did you ever eat at Jess and Jim's in Martin City?
Well, I have not, but my boss was just telling me that that's an amazing place to eat.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, thank you. Yep. Please call again. Call again soon, Michael. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago.
Hey, hello, James and George. You mentioned earlier in the program you didn't know why they were pushing. They wanted to make Obamacare, you know, get this Obamacare thing going right as soon as possible. I think it's because of what I call the lag effect. They have to get this in place so that, let's say, they pass a law, they finally work out the details. You know, some people don't like this. Anyway, and have it effective by the end of the year so that in a few months after that, maybe by, you know, spring or early summer, people are going to start to see their premiums drop so that they can tout this for the 2018 elections. People vote their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
And we want to get not just a couple dozen more House of Representatives, but we want to get 10 or 12 senators because of the Democrats are extremely vulnerable. They're going to lose 10 seats at least. Get a couple more. But they got to come through on Obamacare because they will get crucified by the Demo rats if they don't. So the lag effect. Just think, because if they pass the law.
Let me throw another rationale out there to you. And, this is just my speculation. But I think one of the reasons that there's high priority here is that Obamacare is such a rat's nest that if you let it, if you don't solve it soon, right away, it's so bad that it's going to just like, it's like an acid that's just going to eat away at the social fabric. And it's going to, it's going to work its way into society. And the longer it goes on, the worse and the harder it is going to be to repeal it, to get rid of it. Because it completely corrupts the whole medical system. And I like what Ann Coulter said. She said, you know, what is this? America has solved all these problems with an open market or a free market for food and housing and clothes. And, you know, we're the miracle. We proved that's how you can do such a thing. Why is medicine different? Why is medicine somehow a service that's inherently different from everything else, which can be solved with freedom? So she's right.
You have a medical mafia in this country consisting of the FDA, Federal Death Agency, the AMA, the American Murder Association, and the drug company. Okay? And they are cleaning up. So, but I'm telling you, what you said, I don't disagree, but the political reality is, if they don't have something set in place by the end of this year, the Republicans are going to get beat over the head with it in next year's elections, because the Democrats will say, well, you had both the White House and the Congress and the Senate, and you didn't change anything. Everybody's premiums are still going up. That's political.
Just to offer you an alternative view, Jeff, that's very plausible what you say. But also, Donald Trump has said, one strategy is actually let this thing implode. Let Obamacare implode. In other words, if you're not willing to solve it with us, if you're going to be just throw up impediments, all right, let's just let this thing self-destruct, because it doesn't fund itself. It doesn't work. And then we'll work out of the smoking ruin of Obamacare. We'll actually build a medical system that works. So that's another
view. They would have to emphasize that constantly politically, because with their collaborators in the mainstream or lamestream press, the Democrats will put the blame on the Republicans. I mean, it happens all the time with political issues. So he would have.
Now you mentioned. Jeff, you mentioned an important point, picking up some Senate seats. One that just became more vulnerable for the Democrats is the seat of Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. His son, his youngest son, Woody Kaine, he goes by the nickname Woody, who's 26 years old, was just arrested in Minneapolis on March 4th, Saturday. We had the pro-Trump rallies across the country, and Tony in Chicago, please call us back. Tony was trying in Chicago to give us the locations or the websites for these rallies on March 4th, which were very successful. There was a very successful one in Minneapolis, 400 pro-Trump ralliers. I got thrown off, Tony, when you said protesters.
You can see them on YouTube. I watched a few. Oh, yeah, we're pushing back. You know, these snowflakes, they don't know what to do, because people are, and they got the bikers, they're pushing, we're pushing back.
Yes. And in Minneapolis, there were 400 pro-Trump ralliers in the rotunda of the state capitol, which is actually in St. Paul, the state capitol building. So they're in the rotunda, typical state capitol, magnificent, marble floor, all that kind of neat stuff. And it's an elegant, distinguished place. 400 pro-Trump people. 40 of the enemy showed up. Well, one of them was Woody Kaine. I forget his birth name, but he goes by the name Woody Kaine. And he's got hair down to the middle of his back. He looks like his dad. And he is lighting fireworks on the floor of the St. Paul Rotunda Capitol building. And somebody, we don't know whether it was Woody Kaine, but we know he was lighting fireworks. Now, folks, setting off an incendiary device in a state capitol building at a political rally, I think under the Patriot Act, some pretty big penalty enhancements right there. That's an act of terrorism. Let's see what they do with Woody Kaine, the son, youngest son, 26, of Tim Kaine. Now, but there's more to it. There's more to it, Jim. Hang on, there's more to it. Somebody threw a smoke bomb, and it hit one of the pro-Trump ladies in the face. So now that even more serious, but it gets more serious. Woody Kaine, after his antics in the state capitol, ran from the police. Okay, that's evading arrest, more enhancements. But then when the police caught up with him, he turned to fight the police. Ooh, more penalty enhancements for the youngest son of Tim Kaine, who would be a very likely contender for the 2020 Republican nominations. So I think for president, but also he's certainly going to try to hang on to his Senate seat in 2018. So Laura Ingraham, hey, file those papers now and get in the race, as she has said she wants to do or is considering doing, run against Tim Kaine and Woody Kaine, lighting.
I hope she fireworks. Because she would clean his clock. This clown-looking Kaine it puts some makeup on him in a clown suit. He looks like John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she would easily beat him. I mean, this guy's a clown.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, you go to jail for years for this. Imagine you're in the rotunda of a state capitol building and you light off firecrackers. What do firecrackers sound like, folks? Gunshots.
Gunshots, yeah.
Okay. Is somebody going to get hurt in that situation? Could somebody have a heart attack or a stroke or go running?
Or get stomped on in a stampede from people panicking.
Right. There's a big crowd there. Firecrackers sound like, gunshots, folks. So what was this idiot thinking, lighting fireworks? And imagine, folks, imagine how lost these Democrats are. And imagine what kind of a wholesome family life and what it was like around the dinner table of the Cain family. They bring up a child like that he is so brainless that he's going to light fireworks in the rotunda. And he's a local, by the way. Woody Cain is lives here in Minnesota, went to school in Minnesota. Well, here being next door, I'm in North Dakota. What an idiot to light fireworks, run from the police, and then turn to have a fist fight with the police, to wrestle him to the ground. it's wonderful.
I wouldn't be surprised if his father, I see in the next few days, that his father is proud that he stood up and made his resistance. You know how they spin.
No, he already did that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he already did that. He already said, I'm proud of my children that they express themselves and their views. Tim Kaine.
You know what the silver lining in all these snowflakes and all these rioters are? They're showing the rest of the country, us normal people, what lunatics they are.
Yes.
You know, they're it's like this is like a redux of the 60s where
yes.
people back then had legitimate gripes about certain things going on. These people have no legitimate gripe now. And they're not going to be tolerated. So
they are.
Anyway, I'm venting now. So
okay. George
just
sent me a picture. Yeah, somebody just sent me a picture of Woody Cain, and he looks like a hippie.
He looks like a redux from the 70s with his hairdo.
Yes, he does.
Anyway.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mark calling us from North Carolina. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sure.
See.
Hey, how you doing? This is what I called about, but I did want to mention, I believe Tim Kaine was a Jesuit missionary, so he and the Pope were related. I think that's why the Pope was pulling for him, because he wanted a Jesuit. And I wouldn't have given Hillary Clinton much long to live. They'd have had a Jesuit president pretty quickly. But I was calling in about was that I think it's a little bit too simplistic. I think what Ann Coulter and Hannity are saying is more for general consumption, because you're having to look at this as all the Republicans are of goodwill going into the closed room to solve the problem. You have to remember that they were the ones that were bought and paid for by the medical industry are still bought and paid for by the medical industry. And so, they're not necessarily going to have the best interest of the people in mind, which could be part of the problem that Trump's having to deal with. And also, I think what may be on their mind more than Obamacare right now is, for what I understand, a grand jury has been convened to look into the Pedogate type controversy, where all the Pizzagate, Pedogate, and it's been said that up to 70% of the politicians are pedophiles and are extortion friendly. Basically, they've been compromised and being blackmailed. So a lot of the people, Republicans, who would be going into the. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark. Pardon me. We've got to believe in ourselves that if it's that bad, if it were that 70% of the politicians in Washington were pedophiles, I mean, my gosh, we would be so far down the drain. Be very little daylight up above us there if we were that far down the drain. I'm sure there's deep corruption. I'm sure there are some real sickos in government, but let's just hope It's not that far gone. And the, you know, that what we're dealing, I think the main problem we may be dealing with these politicians is their egos, their power, their chutzpah. And I think one of the things they're having to deal with, remember, as recently as, what did you say, George, 47 days ago? Well, actually, the election a little bit longer before that, they didn't think Donald Trump was going to win. Donald Trump's chances, this is an odd fact, when Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were actually doing a little dance, actually, in the back of the ballroom or of the hotel where they were expecting Hillary to crash through a glass ceiling display that they'd paid. I think they'd paid $1 million for it or something. They were sure she's going to win. This is on election day and that election night. At that point, the bookies were putting the odds for Trump to win at that point at less than 1%. That's how, so these people, they're having to get used to, Mark, the idea that Donald Trump, they're having to pinch themselves and realize he actually did win. He actually is the president. So I think there's an adjustment period going on here. And they also, another thing they need to realize, and Mark, this is where you and I and the rest of us in the audience, this is where we come in. And those 400 people that were in the rotunda in St. Paul having to deal with Woody Kane's firecrackers, we can let the politicians know by applying the heat, we can make them see the light. Let them know we support Trump and put them in a bind. We got a little break here. Hang on, Mark, and we'll take more calls after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're back, folks. Kind of short circuit the music there just a little bit. And say thank you to Mark in North Carolina for calling in. Mark, thank you. If Mark's still with us. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Thanks, James.
Yeah, thank you. And I hope it's not as bleak as, you know, it's reasonable to fear. But boy, we got to hope that we got, you know, a little bit of fiber and a little bit of character left in and that there are some good guys in our government. They just need to get their team together and get their leaderships right. Thanks, Mark.
Let me say there may be, but you do know that the Clinton Foundation has ties to human trafficking. A lady that was investigating that
No good guys there. Yeah. On the other side, we're definitely talking criminals. We're definitely talking criminals, weirdos, and freaks on the other side. But on our side, we got to hope that there, you know, there's some good folks,
there's some bad ones. They're all mixed in, man.
And 2018 will all be about finding the worst of them, identifying them, and replacing them. Thank you, Mark.
God bless you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. I want to turn the spotlight here on another really bright spot on the horizon, which is Marine Le Pen. And she said some great things in the last 2 days. Here's a great one. She said, and this is, I think, a model for how Trump can handle the press here in America, trying to beat him up over some imaginary Russia problem and imaginary Putin problem. I like the way she just takes it head on. Marine Le Pen defends Putin and attacks Europe for, quote, carrying out a Cold War against Russia. She says, according to Le Pen, the real danger is pushing Vladimir Putin to boost relations with China by sparking another Cold War. Using the remarks as a stepping stone for views on globalization, the presidential candidate also described how she would make France great again, exactly Trump's words, and she intentionally, by echoing Donald Trump's policies. Le Pen, in a CBS interview, said, quote, I'll tell you what the danger is for Europe. It's carrying out a Cold War against Russia and pushing Russia into China's arms. That's the threat to Europe, unquote. When asked if she thought Vladimir Putin posed any danger, she continued, quote, this is the way Donald Trump should answer. No, I don't. That's the way to answer that question. And she says, nothing Vladimir Putin has done would make me reach that conclusion. Le Pen also presented her views on other key election issues, including immigration, and revealed she would support a Trump-style motto like Make France Great Again. She said, oh my gosh, with that beautiful quote from Marine Le Pen, we just ran out the clock. I apologize for running out of time. George, thank you for being with us. And we'll talk more tomorrow night about Marine Le Pen. Stay tuned for that.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO
GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.